Our final report this week from students, well, I should say our next to last report this week from students comes from the North Post, the Lake of the Woods School in Baudette, Minnesota. And here's their report.
Hello, and this is Hannah and Janie with your April 28th phenology report from the North Post located at Lake of the Woods School in Baudette. The weather this week has cooled down and we have gotten some snow. We are hoping to get some warmer weather by next week. Now to the report. On April 10th, a great gray owl was seen in Beltrami Island State Forest by Mr. Bertram. He will attempt to find a nest. April 15th, Mr. Bertram spotted a yellow rumpled warbler in Beltrami Island State Forest. The plant called the Mayflower is blooming. On April 16th, the first phoebe was spotted, and the next day there was a snot bunting, still in winter plumage, in the state forest. On April 18th, a fox sparrow was spotted in the state forest.
April 20th brought the first sighting of a red-bellied snake in Lake of the Woods School Forest. The Phenology Club continues to observe bud growth on the pussy willow, balsam poplar, and red osier dogwood. The Canadian goose that the Phenology Club saw on April 10th is now sitting on a nest as of April 20th. They will try to count her eggs in the upcoming weeks. Cayman observed duck eggs north of Highway 11 in Baudette, lying on the mulch of April 23rd. Adopt a bear program. Soa and Cub were videotaped exiting the den for the first time. Third graders will continue to monitor movements as this bear is part of a DNR research project. Signing off from the North Post, this is Janie and Hannah.
Nice job, Janie and Hannah. The interesting thing about the school in Baudette, which they call the Lake of the Woods School, is that all of the classrooms, all of the grades are involved in this, and they have this phenology club that they get together with, and so they really have a whole school effort going on up there, and it is so much fun to hear what they have to say and to see or to hear what they are seeing. So we'll hope for more notes from the North Post, as they like to call themselves.